Delicious.
It's a good one. We're enjoying a little Root Down New Flow American IPA as we start off
America.
This podcast. It's a 222 podcast. Look at us showing off 2 weeks in a row, Robbie.
Woo!
And then luckily you're heading out of town.
Yeah!
To Chicago!
Which we'll have a lot of things to talk about because Robbie's got plans for Chicago, so we'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. It is a late Friday night here on the show. And I just want to say that I came home today, and today was the first day I left work, like, a little early.
Yeah.
Like, instead of leaving at 1 or 1:30 or even 2 o'clock, I left at, like, 12:30 today. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Came home. I had a plan. I was like, I'm going to eat my lunch.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my head and take my shower, and then I'm all ready to go. I can take a nap.
Yeah.
And just wake up as long as I'm up by 5.
Yeah.
Put some pants on, brush my teeth, get out the door. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed. I had my lunch, I've shaved my head, I've taken my shower, I am relaxed.
Yeah.
I am ready for a nap because it's been a long week. Not a bad week.
Yeah.
Just a long week.
Long. We're all long week.
And I know I got to work 3 games this weekend, mm-hmm. so I'm like, this nap is imperative to my weekend not sucking.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there, and you know that feeling. You don't know it when it's happening if the feeling continues, but if the feeling's interrupted, you automatically know you were there. When you're about to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know it when it's about to happen, but if it's about to happen and something interrupts you, then you realize how close you were to finally going off into 100%. Dreamland. So I'm laying there, and I'm about to slip off, and then my phone rings.
Oh, who was it? Anyone important?
It was you.
That was the butt dial.
Robbie has...
I don't know what's been happening.
Butt/groin dialed me.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how many times in the last month and a half. I would say 4 times.
Do you know what I think it is?
Your d- wants to be in me.
Well, that's true. But with this, new iPhone upgrade, when you put 2 phones together... it connects them.
Yeah.
It unlocks them.
Okay.
So I always have my work phone... and my real phone together, and I put them in the pocket, unlocks them. I think it's dialing.
Okay, so you think it's
I really think it's.
But why is it always dialing me?
Because you're on the top, baby.
I'm at the top, baby.
On the top, baby. Now, all look, day, every day, son.
I actually, because of when it was, I actually thought it was a butt dial, so I didn't answer it.
Yeah.
But it did wake me up.
Sure.
And then, it kept ringing. And then it says, bloop, Robbie is leaving a voicemail.
Oh.
Did you know it now tells you your phone?
Yes. And
when
it types it out.
Yeah, but it tells you when someone's leaving a voicemail.
Yeah.
So I finally fall asleep for a little bit. And then I wake back up. I'm like, I better check this, you know, in case it wasn't a butt dial because it's a voicemail. And this is the voicemail that was left. If you just hear this, hold on. You hear it in the background a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just some TV. At some point, you must say, no, Stacy, out. Because that's the only thing on the transcript. Is no, Stacy, out. And this message is 1 minute and 53 seconds long. of just your pocket. Yeah.
And you know what else was happening? We put a microwave in at lunch today.
Putting a microwave in, isn't that just taking one out and plugging the other one in?
No, because it's above the range microwave. So my father-in-law came out, and I think that was probably, we were like, you know, discussing that. So that's probably what happened.
But seriously, you got to.
I don't know what to do. I did that to Joe today, too, because it's Stacy, you, and him. Those are the top 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, legally I'm contracted to have her at the top.
I get it.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I totally get it. And at some point, the kids are going to get phones.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drop down.
Nah, probably not.
Probably not?
Nah.
You're on the favorites list. You're the first non-family member.
Oh, look at that.
On the favorites list.
That makes that's good for me. No. I hate my family, so. Clearly.
I actually forgot that.
You want to hear something funny for me today? So
sure, because I was taking a big sip of beer and I didn't care how long it took.
Yeah, so I got up today early. We didn't have the kids.
Nice.
And so, but I got up a little like around 8 o'clock. It was a little later for me. Usually it's 7.
I hate you.
I know.
I got up today early, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Actually, it was a little bit later.
Yeah,
that's how this story
started. A little
later
than I usually get up. I mean, usually get up at 7. So, anyways, I was up, turn my computer on, and just dig in. And I'm like, I look at my phone. I go, oh, because you know, I have my work phone and my whole schedule. Mm-hmm. I'm like, not one meeting today. This is great. So I had an expense report of 3 weeks of being, you know, and just I had about 100 receipts.
Oh, it's such a pain in the ass.
And I have to expense everything because when I'm the superior, I have to pay for my
I'm the superior.
I had to pay for my coworker. You know what I mean? Because it's just easier to do one than all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working, and Stacey's like, "Hey, my dad can come over. Like, can we do the microwave? We did all the prep, we drilled all the holes and stuff." So we say, "I just need him to lift it up." He was there for 10 minutes. It was great. I got lunch. I haven't eaten lunch in like a month for work. Usually, I'm just shoving my mouth with Cheez-Its or grapes or cheese or something. And then I look at my actual laptop schedule. It's blocked the whole day. Here, I was supposed to have off today. So that's why my schedule was clear, because I canceled every meeting.
So we could have done the podcast this afternoon.
We could do it today.
You son of a...
And I didn't even realize, and it's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, yeah. I realize this. I go, I'm laughing. Stacey goes, "What's so funny?" I go, "I'm supposed to have off today."
So do you pull the off back?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've been traveling on the weekends, so my boss is nice enough to say, "Listen,
comp day."
You know, comp day. Since even though I'm salaried, it's like, you know, it's just.
They still should do that.
You know, traveling on Sundays and Saturdays is bullcrap.
That's just being a human being.
Yeah. So she's just like, you know, take 3 days. I have 3 days in the bank. She's like, and I was going to take one today. I'm taking one next weekend because we're going down to WrestleMania World. But anyway,
two weekends.
Yeah, two weekends. I said to her, Can I take this back? She's like, "Yeah, I was wondering why you're emailing me, you're texting me and messaging me." I'm like, "What are you doing? Like, stop." She's like, "But I'm not going to stop you. Because she just lets me go."
But she thought probably maybe you're just trying to get a couple things done.
But she's like, after the third email, I'm starting to question, why is he still here?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's how stupid I am.
No, well, you start getting busy, you just completely forget things.
It's because you get in that routine, and it the block didn't show on my phone because it's weird, the Outlook calendar's small and condensed. You don't really see it. Just dumb. I was like all excited, no meetings today. I'm like, and this is why, because I canceled it, and no one sent me any schedule because I was out.
You were out today, and we could have done this podcast this afternoon.
We could have. Anyway, that's how dumb I am.
That's all right. You probably would have just crotch dialed me anyways. I just should have entered and done the show with you.
I should have. You should have did it yourself to my voicemail.
Just left the show. Just an hour on Robbie's voicemail. Yeah. You know?
Good thing I wasn't doing anything nasty. You know what I mean? Like,
one of these days. No, I think it's going to be, because you're not going to have your pants on for that.
Oh, well,
it's not going to be a butt dial.
You never know.
Here's what I think it's going to be.
A poop?
Yes. I think I'm going to answer one day, and it's going to be a lot of grunting. And I'm actually going to hear the sweating.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hear a plop and Yeah.
My own sound machine, man.
Yeah, except no sound came out.
Nope.
Well, not every piece of machinery works as advertised.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch. Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeandRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222mandr@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. He's Robbie. I'm Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us here on this Friday night. Another episode getting in the books. And next week already, the end of March and the beginning of Philadelphia Philly season is upon us. And that means only a few weeks, 2 weeks till WrestleMania.
Woo-hoo!
Is there a better time of year
Never.
For the two of us?
Nope. Best time of year.
Baseball starts, my favorite thing. WrestleMania season, your favorite thing. It's a beautiful thing, and both taking place within the same city block of one another.
How about that? Brotherly love, baby.
Woo!
It's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited to go down to the ballpark, and I know you're excited. The following weekend to go down for Fan Fest.
Yep.
At WrestleMania. Well, actually not down at the stadium. That's at the convention center, right?
Yes.
So you should go and pay a little visit to the Italian market while you're there.
Because I'm a great parent, I'm taking the kids out of school that day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the right thing to do.
And then we're gonna eat lunch there. Our tickets are at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So because they're breaking morning and afternoon, we're gonna go. The kids in there have been to the terminal market.
That's cool.
So we're gonna have lunch. We're gonna let them pick whatever they want to eat. You know, because you can just pick whatever you want. We're gonna eat, and then we're gonna head over there, and we're gonna see some Pat McAfee and some Triple H and some.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Get there way earlier than you think you have to get there, because first of all, it's gonna be packed.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it at 9.
Yeah, and second of all, you got to do a lap or two before everybody decides what it is they want to eat.
Yeah,
the kids might decide on something quick, but you and your Stacey are gonna want to see everything.
Yeah, I know what I want already.
What are you getting?
I want the broccoli rabe.
Oh, the roast pork.
Roast pork.
That's what I got last time.
I've been there many times, and I've gotten it once, and I always want to try something new.
Which place I got it at, but it was excellent.
I can picture it. It's on the corner, in the middle, on the corner.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
I know what it is. Yep. I got to picture it.
That's where I got
diners,
mine.
Drive-ins and dives. It's one of the best places. They dip the whole damn thing in there. Oh, Lord.
It's so good. I've made this argument before, and I know Philly is home of the cheesesteak.
Nope.
I'm fine with that, but I think the best sandwich in Philadelphia is the roast pork.
People were telling me when I was in Texas, you know, they're like, oh, what's the best Philly cheesesteak? You know, and I'm like, listen, I love the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
But I'm not the cheese whiz guy. And they're like, cheese whiz? I'm like, that's a Philly cheesesteak thing.
They
like,
put the cheese whiz.
They're
yeah.
like, ew, that's disgusting. I'm like, yeah, that's, if you want the Philly experience, it's with whiz.
Yep.
I said, but the roast pork is, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, well, they get this like pulled pork, and then they put like sharp provolone.
Yeah, but to call it pulled pork, it's not that.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not like it's. Yeah, it's weird. And then they put, because you think pulled pork, you think like barbecue.
Yes.
It's not, it's like.
No, it's roasted.
Roasted, yep. And then it's juicy.
Yep.
And then they broccoli rabe, and they dip. You can get it dipped or not dipped. I like to dip.
I usually go non-dip,
yeah.
But they get some cheese in there,
yep.
So I'm usually provolone or something.
So good.
And I'm not a huge provolone guy, but it works on that sandwich.
And it's so good. And I'm like, I'm like, it's better than the cheesesteak.
100%. Now, if the cheesesteaks, if the roast pork's a 10, the cheesesteak's a 9.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing on any
cheesesteak.
Not at all.
Yo, but you say that, and automatically people think, well, you're anti-cheesesteak. It's not about being anti-cheesesteak. I'm just pro-roast pork. I don't think it gets the love and attention that it deserves, because you go everywhere in the country now, there's a Philly cheesesteak.
Exactly.
And look, there's some of the best cheesesteaks in this region here in Reading, in Berks County, West Reading. Tony's there.
Yeah.
Makes amazing cheesesteaks.
Even Mama's makes a great cheesesteak. I mean, I've had a cheesesteak from, like, I think it's hard to mess up a cheesesteak.
It's hard to get a bad cheesesteak around
sauce
here.
On it.
I'm not a sauce guy. That's a whole different argument, and that's a Berks County problem.
You
it just is. It's
red
an affliction.
Sauce on a cheesesteak, I should be able to punch you right in the mouth.
Well, my dad and you are going to be into a little
Listen,
thing.
Listen, I love him.
My dad can't. Here's the problem. I think for the longest time around here, the cheesesteaks weren't good. They've gotten a lot better.
Yes.
And I think everybody overcooked everything back in the day. So everything was so dry.
Yep.
That's the only reason to put any kind of sauce on a cheesesteak is because it's too dry. If it's made properly between the steak and the cheese and onions or peppers, if you get it on there, it's got so much juice in it. It's got so much juiciness in it, and it's so good.
My family loves the V&S special.
Oh, with the sauce on it.
And the sauce. And the bun is just soaked in marinara. I'm like, this is ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
I don't even like eating a heavily sauced meatball sub.
No, either do I.
I prefer a meatball sub without sauce.
I mean, I like the meatball dipped in a like dip.
Dip it
and
once.
And then put it in.
Yeah, I don't want
to I don't want a ladle of sauce.
No.
If I want a sauce, I want to dip the sauce.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather
you want to control the sauce.
Yeah, I don't, because then what happens is the bread gets all, and I don't like, and then you're going to say, well, you like the dipped. Listen, it's different between marinara
and
roasted
juice
pork au jus.
Yeah. It's
Big
a different
difference.
Animal. Completely different animal.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm not for it either. But look.
Hey, whatever.
It's not my problem.
But anyway.
The only sauce I will put on a cheesesteak if it's dry, and that's only if it's dry. Mm-hmm. And it better be really dry, because otherwise I'm
just
powering through it. No, I will put like, sauce-wise, I'll put like, maybe I'll drizzle some A1 on there.
Yeah.
If it's super dry.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing.
I've done ranch sometimes too, because it's like a ranch cheesesteak. I mean, it's a little weird, but it's like, I just don't like marinara with beef. To me, it's weird. Like, steak pizzaiola. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's like a whole steak and they put marinara on top and like mozzarella cheese on a steak.
Well, they just remember in high school and elementary school and middle school when the pizza burger was the biggest thing? Red meat
and red
should
sauce.
Not have red sauce on it.
No, that is not. To me, that does not. it doesn't go.
No, pizza burgers were the. I'm trying to decide what were the what's the Mount Rushmore of terrible school lunches?
Oh, Salisbury steak.
Pizza burger, Salisbury steak, 100%.
Yep.
Now, if you're Salisbury steak, might be number one.
Oh, that's probably
that's probably
one.
The George Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Of horrible school lunches.
The sloppy Joe to me was also awful.
Yeah, we had a good sloppy Joe. Ours I didn't so hate
greasy.
The sloppy Joe.
I hated the pizza because it was that square, nasty, floppy pizza.
We got, see, back in my day, mm-hmm. we got French bread pizza.
Oh.
And I miss French bread pizza.
I love Taco Day because Taco Day, you could get a taco salad or a taco, and I loved it. And they had the bowls. Oh, man.
I can't decide what else would be up there with the pizza burger and with the Salisbury steak. Those are definitely.
Oh, those are the top two.
The top two.
Awful. Chase gets Subway now.
Well, when they get pizza at school now, they get it from like a pizza place.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like Chase can get a deli sandwich every day. A deli sandwich. And now back when the new high school was built, we had a salad bar.
It was a big deal when you could go to the a la carte line.
Yeah, I mean, it was a salad bar. They had a pizza bar. They had a deli. I mean, it was amazing.
We didn't
like,
have any of that.
No, you didn't have that?
No.
Oh my God, we had this whole. This is where the ICT obsession began, because we had ICT cooler, my friend.
No, we had soda machines out in the lobby of the cafeteria, mm-hmm. but the only thing we had when we got to high school and they had the a la carte line was you would get like a sandwich.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
You could get, but it was all already made and it was the same stuff every single day. We didn't have those taco bars, pizza bars. First time I had any of that was high school.
Oh, high school.
Excuse me, college.
College, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say high school.
We first had a lady college. Behind, we had a lady at each station that would make you, like, she would put, they'd put the pizza in the oven for it. Like, it was made, it was like at the mall. You're like, got a pizza, put it in the thing. Oh, what do you want in your sandwich? Oh, I want the sweet peppers, you know, I want the lettuce, tomato, and they should make it right for
this
you.
This was at Fleetwood?
Well, you know what I mean, balling in Fleetwood, you know
Jesus
how it is.
Mighty, I should have transferred
you
over
should
to
have.
Fleetwood.
I mean, why do you think I was so fat in high school?
What, me too. What do you think I got fatter in college?
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't have access to that stuff in high school, so I went to
blew
college.
Your mind.
It was just constant eating.
I got 3 ICTs a day. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but you had to pay for each of those.
Well, yeah, I didn't buy enough.
Once you got to college, though, once you
get
the meal plan, you just go up to the cafeteria. Everything was included.
Oh.
It's the worst setup. It's made to make you fat.
Yeah.
It's made to make you fat.
Well, the thing is, you're a college student. You're a glutton, right? You try to do everything you can.
Because it's your first time away from your parents.
Yeah, and you're
even if you're commuting, it's still your first time without any supervision.
Wait, I can get as much food as I want.
It's crazy. It's
crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that. Maybe we'll come back and revisit the worst school lunches.
Yeah. But anyway, so taking the kids out of the Philly, you're going to go there and then best time of year. I think that's where we started.
I'm 100% in. I can't wait for Philadelphia Phillies baseball. Opening day is this Thursday against the Braves. The radio station WEE is having a watch party at Pagoda City Brewing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Doors open at 2:30. Game starts at 3:05. It's also a part of our Helping Harvest food drive, P-H-O-O-D. We're knocking hunger out of the ballpark. So if you come on out on Thursday and join us at Pagoda City Brewing, and you get there before the seventh inning stretch, and you arrive with a non-perishable food item or good that you want to donate to Helping Harvest, you will get a raffle ticket, and we are going to pull two winners of our grand prize.
Yeah.
They each get a pair of tickets to go see the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Pittsburgh Pirates on Saturday, April 13th at 4:05 down at Citizens Bank Park.
Nice.
So that's our grand prize. We're also going to have tickets for the first Sunday of Reading Fight and Phil's baseball,
nice.
April 13th, as well as some bobbleheads to give away.
Great.
We're going to have Reading Royals tickets.
Cool.
And Pagoda City swag will be giving away some glassware, some gift cards, some T-shirts, some stuff like that. So we're going to have a bunch of prizes to give away.
So you can win.
On Thursday.
And do a good cause.
Yep. Help
How
a great
that?
Cause, because this time of year is really hard, we found out. These are the kind of things you don't know until you go talk to the good people at Helping Harvest. Obviously, around Thanksgiving and the holidays, there's a lot of people who want to do food drives. Not a lot of people want to do food drives in spring.
Well, listen, go in your pantry, right? Everyone has soup that they're not, you know, like they got for lunch and maybe it's sitting back there. But listen, that anything helps anybody who's hungry. You know what I mean?
100%.
And that's all. Like, just go in your pantry. You don't have to go to the grocery store.
Nope.
Now, if you want to get a little something better, go ahead.
You want to up the ante?
But if you want to just, you want to help out, maybe go to the grocery store and grab that can of soup.
Why
not? Bring them both.
Now, look.
Help someone in need.
If you can't make it out to see us on Thursday. The good news is this Helping Harvest food drive is going to run all the way through April 9th, and it's actually technically kicking off on Monday. We're going to have drop-off spots out all across the county. You're going to be able to begin to eat motor cars, Chick-fil-A, all three Chick-fil-A's in Berks County.
Good for them.
Will have drop-off boxes. The Fight and Phil's will have a drop-off box. Redner's Markets in Wyomissing and Redner's Markets in Leesport will have drop-off boxes. Shillington Farmers Market has a drop-off box. Wyomissing Restaurant and Bakery has a drop-off box. Classic Harley-Davidson has a drop-off box. And, of course, WEE, you can stop by the radio station, drop-off box. So if you can't make it out to Pagoda City, you can also drop off there all the time. But if you want to win the prize, it has to be dropped off that day, and it has to be while we're there and prior to the seventh inning stretch, because we'll announce the winners during the seventh inning stretch.
You go to Redner's, you go in there, you get a 99-cent can of Campbell's.
Yep.
On the way out, you throw the can in.
Or spend $5, go get a bag of goodies, bring them on out. It is, you don't get, if you bring multiple goodies, you don't get multiple tickets.
Yeah,
still
but
one
still
ticket.
Bring in more.
Yes, bring in a lot. Help, it's a great cause.
Tell them Robbie told you to do it.
Helping
won't
Harvest
matter, but just tell them.
Does great work over there. Their center, their warehouse, is just off 222 there. If you're coming from Lancaster, you know where the Weiss is there?
Yes.
I think it's the exit where you'd go off to go down towards Lancaster Avenue. If you go left, it takes you over towards Penn Avenue and Sinking Spring. Mm-hmm. You go down there to the right, the first light.
Yeah.
You turn left to go to the Weiss. You turn right to go back to like California Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
It's right back there.
Oh, okay.
It's right back there, right when you turn right. Big warehouse, and they do great work back there. I've had the opportunity to be in that warehouse and help out with the food drive prior to this. So this is going to be exciting. We're trying to really this has turned out to be, we had this planned and we talked about it, had a meeting. We were going to try to keep it reasonably small. We didn't want to overshoot.
Sure.
But luckily, a lot of businesses wanted to be involved. A lot of our partners who are already advertisers wanted to hop on this, and we didn't want to turn anyone away.
Sure.
So when you have a turnout like this, now it's just become bigger and better than we could have ever imagined. So we're hoping we get a ton of food.
Let's pack that warehouse, baby.
Let's pack it up and make sure they have a very successful spring into the summer there at Helping Harvest. So make your plans to join us and make your plans to come on out and get those donations in. Speaking of baseball, super excited for the Phillies, but the biggest story right now in all of Major League Baseball is Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani, a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and of course, the Dodgers starting off their season over in South Korea. There was a quick two-game series over in South Korea between the Dodgers and the Padres, and it was not a – look, the Dodgers won game one. They did lose game two, so all in all, not a terrible trip on the baseball field, but off the field, the Dodgers have had a terrible time over in South Korea. First of all, one of their owners was caught on camera on ESPN or MLB Network, I forget wherever it was being aired, picking his nose and like shoving two fingers up his nose. And then let's just say this, not using a tissue to get rid of the evidence.
Aww.
Right in the mouth. Right back from where it came,
no
as
way.
Far as the head. So this billionaire owner of a baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the most prized franchises in all of Major League Baseball, was caught on camera sticking two fingers up his nose and then right into the mouth. And you can tell in the way that he acts in the video that he was like, anybody looking? You know, like he was really just savoring the moment and the snack. So that happened.
Oh, that's awful.
And then, actually, I think it happened. This part happened before this. I think the nose picker happened on day two, and this broke after day one. Shohei Ohtani, of course, phenom from Japan, pitcher, batter, MVP last year, spent the first portion of his career in Major League Baseball with the Angels, is now with the Dodgers. He has an interpreter. And apparently him and this interpreter have become real close. The interpreter was hired by the Angels when he came over here, and then when he left the Angels, took him with him over to the Dodgers. So he, you know, became very tight with Shohei Ohtani. And from everything I've read, not only are he and Shohei tight, but also their wives are very tight. So it's a very close-knit group, and I can imagine that would happen almost automatically and probably hard for it not to happen, because if you don't speak the language well,
sure,
and this is the guy who speaks the language,
yeah,
who else are you going to get close with on the team?
Yep.
And if he's with you all the time, especially in intense situations like media scrums, like you're going to have a bond. You know what I mean? So they became tight. He's been with him for 5 or 6 years
and
now.
Probably the interpreter knows what he's going to say. You know, they've
become super, super close. So the government is investigating a California bookmaker, because out in California, it's still illegal to gamble.
Okay.
Now you can go into casinos and like play cards and stuff, but sports gambling, they don't have that legally. You can't make bets on apps out there.
Wow.
Just can't. It doesn't make sense because it's such a liberal state.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
But whatever. I don't know what these states are doing, and it's not my state, so I don't care. But obviously, if it's not legal to bet, you can't bet.
Sure.
If he was in a state where betting is legal, he could bet on everything except baseball. Okay?
Okay.
There's no rule that says a baseball player can't bet on football. There's no rule that says a football player can't bet on baseball.
Yeah.
You're only in trouble when you break the law, like gamble in an area where you're not allowed to gamble.
And you bet on baseball.
Or bet on baseball.
Okay.
Right? So, according to this, any bets that were given to this bookkeeper were not on baseball. But they've researched this, they've investigated this, and they have found that, according to right now, the investigation's ongoing, that Otani's interpreter is the one who's had the gambling problem and has built up a gambling debt of $4.5 million. Now, here's where Shohei Otani becomes sucked into this. There is a wire transfer from Shohei Otani's bank account to this bookkeeper in the total of $4.5 million.
So he bailed his friend out.
That is how the story starts. The story starts with the interpreter talking to ESPN, and he says, obviously, when he found out, he wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. Now, that is a very plausible explanation.
Sure.
Your friend gets into trouble because, look, to you and I, this is like, it's a lot of money, obviously, $4.5 million. To anybody, $4.5 sure. million dollars is a lot of money. But to you and I, $4.5 million is $450.
Yes.
$450 to us is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if we had a friend who was in dire need of $450 and we could help them out,
we would.
You'd hope you would be able to help them out, right? It's still a lot of money. You wouldn't take it lightly. You'd hope they'd be able to pay you back.
Yeah.
But $450 to me, if my friend needs it, it's life or death,
$450.
100%. $4.5 million, same thing for this guy. Plausible explanation. Well, then the story changes because the following day, Shohei Ohtani finds out, says, and his people come out and say that he had no knowledge of a gambling problem with his interpreter, that he's just finding this out now, and he did not authorize this $4.5 million. In fact, this $4.5 million was stolen from him, which leads to a lot of questions. Why does your interpreter
have access?
I don't care how close a friend he is. Have access to your funds.
That makes no sense.
Does not make any sense. So somebody's lying.
Yeah.
Somebody's lying. And now when you have all of this happening, and then you add a little cherry on top of the sundae, that is this bookkeeper, as you imagine, a lot of bookkeepers, I don't know why, but they're pretty open about what they do, right?
Yeah.
They just are.
Sure.
And I guess this guy has been going around telling people in the world that one of his clients is none other than Shohei Ohtani. Now, it's a bookmaker.
So he could be lying.
And you don't know if maybe this interpreter was saying the bets were coming from Shohei when they weren't.
Or are they really coming from him?
That's the thing. Because any good bookkeeper is not going to let someone who makes, and I've read that this interpreter made a great living, was making like $300,000, something along those lines, which is a great living. But if you're only making $300,000 a year, a bookkeeper is not going to let you run up a total debt of $4.5 million.
Even illegal bookkeeper. Yeah, none of them.
No,
none of them.
I don't care who you work for.
Because they're not good. They're not going to be good for it. Yes. Then you got to break some kneecaps.
I don't care who you work for, because then you start getting involved in threatening a guy like Shohei Ohtani. You don't know if he's going to go to the cops, and then you've just blown up your whole operation.
Exactly. You're not going to get put in that position.
So when you take that into account, you take the fact that the money came out of his account, and first of all, he's saying that the interpreter that Shohei paid it for me, and then Shohei comes out the next day and says, no, he didn't. And there's a video of an hour before this whole story breaks of the two of them in the dugout, yucking it up, having a great time, laughing, elbowing each other like they're the best of friends. So it's hard to imagine that this whole relationship has changed within an hour, that Shohei just finds out about this and the money was stolen and all of this stuff. Needless to say, this guy was fired by the Dodgers, the interpreter.
Okay.
But there's going to be, and the investigation continues from the government into this bookkeeper, and all of his financials, and probably all the people have placed bets with him, especially any bets that total the amount of $4.5 million. So now you have your biggest star in all of baseball, and you can make the argument that Shohei Ohtani is the biggest star in sports in the world.
Yeah.
Because he is the face globally of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. Japan, every, yeah. And the Asian countries, he's the guy.
And we know how many people live in those countries.
Yes,
so globally, and here in the States, he's uber popular.
Yeah.
So you take all into that account. I don't know. I don't have to say I don't know. He is for sure the most popular baseball player in the world.
Yeah.
You can make the argument he's the most popular athlete in the world.
Sure.
So you take all this into account, and this story is going to be a, I don't even want to say side story. This story is going to be a main story throughout the entirety, at least the first half of this Major League Baseball season, because government investigations.
Yeah, don't stop.
Well, it's not they don't stop. They're not fast.
No, I think, but here's the
because they're thorough.
So the Dodgers fired him because it's illegal to bet in California. Is that the grounds?
We're talking about the interpreter.
Interpreter.
And the fact that now their prized possession in Shohei Ohtani has said that he stole money from him.
So what if it comes out that that's a lie?
Well, here's the brub. Even if
so, they can
bets,
still get him for illegally betting.
Yes, because even if the bets weren't, if Shohei Ohtani is involved, and even if the bets weren't done on football, if they were, obviously they weren't done on baseball. If they were done on baseball, you have to ban him for life because that's what you've done.
Oh, because of Pete Rose.
Yes, you've set the precedent. Now, you can. He's still in trouble if he. Even
anything.
If he paid this bet.
Yeah.
Even paying the bet.
Oh, so even paying the bet makes him guilty.
Yes. Which is why many people think now he's going back and saying the money was stolen. But all you're doing is putting your friend in more trouble if they were really friends. So this whole thing is just absolutely wild to me. I have no idea how this story is going to play out. I don't know if Shohei is actually involved. I hope he isn't because I don't want to see one of the best players in the game go down. You know what I mean? Because if he is involved at all, he's going to lose a year.
I mean, I get it is state law, so you have to deal with that, right? Like, I get you have to deal with that, right? I get that. The thing that's ridiculous for me is, like, Pete Rose, like, you know, if you bet on the game you're playing in, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but you can't bet in baseball at all. Like, how do you affect a game that's happened across?
But he didn't. He bet on his team.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, but I'm not saying Pete Rose. I'm saying, but like.
Yeah, but you can't. You need to have a rule.
Just blanket it.
And the blanket rule in all sports is you don't bet on your own sport.
Yeah.
Because not only can you can say, oh, I can't affect this game.
You can call your guy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, in baseball, and I said this today on the show, I'm not making excuses. What he did is condemnable if you bet.
Sure.
But of all the sports, like baseball, I don't care how good you are, you're not affecting the game.
No.
At least not the end all be all of a game.
Yeah.
If the starting pitcher does, maybe that person could do it the most. But if you're getting shelled in the first inning, you're going to get pulled.
Yeah.
And sure, you've given your team a deficit, so maybe you lose if that's what you're trying to do. But your team now is going to try to battle back.
Sure.
So it's really hard for one guy. That's why the biggest scandal in baseball as far as betting goes all the way back to like 100-some years with the Black Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a whole bunch of guys
that
got together to fix games. So
And here's the thing,
it's
too.
Uber interesting.
He knows it's illegal. If you're going to this bookie, he doesn't have – it's not an app. It's not an office. It's all weird wire transfers and weird – so you can't even use the excuse. Well, I didn't know it was illegal. I'm not from this country.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
No, you're not an idiot.
Yeah, you know that.
And you've been here long enough.
Yeah, you know.
To know. And the one thing that I know for sure about professional sports is when you come here and you're a rookie – you go through a symposium or a seminar.
And that's probably one of the chapters in the book.
Chapter one.
Yeah.
Don't bet on. There's a sign literally in every clubhouse, every locker room in football and basketball, and every dressing room in hockey. Every one of these rooms has a sign on it that says, it's illegal to bet on your sport.
There you go.
Just all it is.
There you go.
So I don't know how this is going to play out. It's going to be uber interesting. But the fact that all of this happened while they're in South Korea, and technically before the baseball season even starts, is absolutely wild. So it's gonna be a wild, wild ride. And the real problem, and I've talked before about how I'm a fan of Craig Carton, right?
Yeah.
And Craig Carton, if there's anyone on this planet,
well, he knows
who is in the media and is an expert on this, it's Craig Carton, because this is the exact crap that got him in trouble. Not sports betting for him, but it was blackjack.
Sure.
And he said the same thing. He's because he's made sports bets. He's done the illegal bookie gambling stuff. And he said that, look, I can't say for sure what happened, but his whole thing was where there's smoke like this, there's fire. And the most damning thing, because, and I think everyone's going to need an explanation for this. If 100% that guy stole from Shohei Ohtani, how and why did he have access to your bank account?
Yeah, that's to me. And here's the thing. Even I guess it goes even further than this for me. Is like, okay, was that debt even his?
You know, but that's the first question.
Yeah, what,
I'm with you. If I had to make a bet right now, I think Shohei Ohtani was probably making those bets.
Oh yeah, I think they used him
as the middleman.
Or
since he didn't speak English.
Yeah, that's the same. He used his services to place the bets, and that way he wasn't confused and placed maybe there's a language thing there. He wanted to make sure he had the right bets, just like anything else. But to me, it's hard for me to, and again, it's also hard for me to believe that. Again, someone making $300,000 a year, anyone is going to let them accumulate. I think that to me is even more damn than anything.
And we don't know, because I'm sure Shohei's paying him a little extra on the side, too.
Sure.
So, but even if he's paying him another $200,000, or even if he's doubling his salary to $600,000, they're not letting you rack up a $4.5 million debt.
Never.
So, it's one of those stories.
It's fun for us.
It's fun, but it's also, like, I'm a Phillies fan. I don't want the Dodgers to win.
Sure.
But Shohei Ohtani not being on the Dodgers team, they're still really good.
But here's the thing. Like,
but I hate to see a good guy, a good player go down.
I understand gambling. You get in a hole and you want to win back. And listen, I gamble. And I mean, it's not much, but you know, like 20 bucks here or there. But I just don't know how you could risk.
That's the thing.
To me, like, I get if you like gambling. So
wait.
Vegas isn't that far away. He could go to Vegas, right?
And play some blackjack.
Or he could go. I mean,
Trust me, I think the Dodgers would fly him to Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. He has enough money, a private jet, to hop over to Vegas. It's a two-hour flight, not even hour flight to Vegas from
probably 45
LA.
Minutes from LA.
That's what I'm saying. And
I think it's a two or three-hour drive.
Flying for someone with that kind of money is nothing.
No,
you got a limo waiting for you. Yes. You go to the casino.
It's a private jet.
You're in and out and get your fix on and be gone.
Well, here's also the thing. You have to take into account, sure, you want to win a little money now. Think about how much more money he's going to make in his career.
Yeah.
You're jeopardizing all of that.
Even afterwards, like promotional and after you're done, how much money that he would make and autographs.
He just signed a $700 million deal.
There you go.
And that's all now in jeopardy, depending on how the outcome of
this
is.
Because I'm sure the contract, it has something. It, like, he's not,
every
not
contract
guaranteed money.
It's all guaranteed money.
But unless you.
But there is a, what do they call it, ethics clause.
Yeah, and that fits right there.
Yep.
Because he broke the law.
And again, number one rule in all these sports. Especially if it's illegal in the state you're in, you can't gamble.
Jeez.
Now, if it comes out, you bet on baseball.
Hoo-hoo!
And the whole deal is that a lot of people are talking about, once you get in that hole and you need to make your money back, even if it's just the interpreter, right? What do you know best?
Baseball.
What do you have access to the most experts
in? That's a great point.
So it's going to be a really interesting.
Yeah, if you're behind in football,
handful of months,
$4 million, you're like, well, I bet on some baseball. I know I can get out of it quick.
It just boggles my mind because I'm an adult, or so they say, and I still don't feel comfortable betting more than like $5 or $10 at a time.
But here's the thing, too, Mike. Even if you're 4.5 in debt. Right?
Yeah. $4.5 million.
$4.5 million, excuse me. Just stop.
Yeah.
You got 700 more. You know what I mean? 700 million more in the bank. And I get it's I know I'm being general. I know it's a psychology thing. I know
it's an
illness.
It's probably an addiction.
I know, I get it. But to me it's like, okay, I'm 700 million richer if I stay out of this.
But with Shohei, it might not even be an addiction. Because it's not like he's in a bad spot.
No.
Other than the fact that he was gambling.
Yeah.
And maybe got caught because he did it illegally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a whole thing, but it's not the last time you're going to hear about this story, and there's going to be a whole lot of it.
I mean, not fun, but you know what I mean. Good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's good stuff to talk about.
Scandalous.
It is very, very, very scandalous. All right, let's get to our drinks and our snacks because you've got a whole slew of snacks in front of you here. Well, so if you're going to go sweet, then I'm going to go, I think, a little savory, and I'm going to go with a salty delight. I'll reach over here and grab it. Oh, man's down.
Sweet and salty.
All right. What do you got for us? Let's see.
All right. Let's try my beer first.
You know what? Let's
both beers, don't you think?
Let's do everything, and we'll do your food last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Steph Pottinger, Joe's wife, was nice enough to give us this beer, the Citrus Thief Double IPA from Hidden River Brewing Company.
Out there in Douglasville. And if anyone from Hidden River or knows Hidden River, I've reached out to you guys numerous times via Facebook. I have left voicemails. I would absolutely love to have you guys on the radio show.
There you go.
During the morning
pint. Do it, do it, do it. This is very hazy, very dirty looking. Mm.
That's their calling card.
Dirty.
Quite frankly, hazy and big beers.
Smells delicious.
May I?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, here we go. Should have brought my glasses. Very cool. Very nice can work. Can art here.
Oh, wow.
Their beers are excellent.
It tastes nothing like it smells.
You say that. That's always a good thing with
it's
you.
Good, for me, it's a good thing. Because
see, I think it smells good.
I smelled it. It didn't smell good to me.
Now,
I
did
taste
you smell
it.
The American American Pale Ale?
It didn't smell like much to me.
Really?
I don't think so. I didn't get a lot of...
I think there's a lot going on in that.
Yeah.
I don't stick your nose in my pint glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little more. This smells awful. It tastes great.
No, it smells good. I get a lot of citrus. I think I might even get some grapefruit in this in the nose. A
lot of citrus there.
Wow.
It's tart. It's very sour.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
That's a lot.
Mmm.
What's the ABV in this bad boy?
I don't know. Let's look.
What's it called again?
The Citrus Thief.
I'm going to look this up on
I don't see an ABV.
I'm going to tell you. It's a double.
It's a double.
Doo-doo-doo.
Hey, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car, operate machinery, and may cause health problems. Label art by Mike something.
Yeah, but it's better for podcasts. 8%.
Wow. Biggin.
It's a biggin. It's not overly big. It's a good beer. It's not at all what I expected.
No. I enjoy it. I think I don't know if I can have a lot of it though.
Yeah. It's too much. I don't love it. That yeah. That's odd because I should like that. It might have something to do with that I'm drinking this pale ale.
Yeah, it could be.
It's kind of an opposite world. All right, my beer. This is labeled as a Redner's beer. All right.
Okay.
This is actually made by our friends at Pagoda City Brewing.
Okay.
And this is their hazy pale ale.
All right.
This is their standard pale ale. This beer is delightful.
All right.
I just got to try it a few days ago.
What's the Redner's collab? It's just a collab between...
Redner's just wanted to have their own beer. Now that they have their own beer stores.
So this is always available at Redner's.
This is always available at Redner's. And I did learn this from our friends at Chatty Monks. And look, I'm not speaking out of school here. I should be at Pagoda City. Because they said this on the radio. This is the same beer that they sell in their brewery.
Yeah.
Same can size. They do the taller can, the 12-ounce tall can instead of the stubbier can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper if you buy it at Redner's with the Redner's logo than if you buy it at Pagoda City Brewing.
Hey.
Just a dollar
yeah.
or two, but it's
still,
a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. And it's the exact same beer. Exact same beer.
That's funny.
So, and you see that a lot. Sly Fox has done that with different restaurants and different stores in the past where they have their own beer. This, to me, is just a really easy drinking, crushable, and it's a hazy pale ale.
I would say that's delicious. That's very nice. Very subtle.
Yep.
Not trying to be anything it's not.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
It's just a nice, hazy pale ale crafted to bring out bright and juicy hop flavors. This pale ale is your go-to craft beer choice. I can guarantee this is what I'll be drinking when I'm watching the Philadelphia Phillies at Pagoda City Brewing on Thursday.
It stinks. No, I hate the smell.
See, I like the smell, but I know it's not for you.
Tastes good.
Yep.
Smells awful.
4.8%. Crush them.
Yeah.
I the only thing I would say is a negative. I don't love the can. Mm. I don't love the tall, skinny can. That's just me.
To me, the tall, skinny can looks like a
seltzer.
Yeah.
Yes. Or a crappy... Remember when Diet Coke tried to do that for a while and nobody bought it?
Because it was skinny.
Yes. That's what it looks like.
Idiots.
I don't That's the only negative I can say about it. Other than that, it's just a solid.
Even the label is kind of just
pillow. Well, it's Redner's.
Yeah, and they're very bland.
The regular. What? You're not going to go all out design a label for a grocery store brand beer.
Exactly.
No offense.
No.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Their regular label is much more within their branding and very cool.
It's very good.
Yeah, very good.
But you know what? Who cares? Whatever's in the can is good.
That's all I care about.
Right.
All right, let's get to the chips here. I'm going to do some Diefenbachs. These are bacon and cheddar flavored Diefenbachs, which is funny because you had a bacon and cheddar chip last week that was made by, I think, hers.
Or was that Diefenbach?
It wasn't Diefenbach.
No.
This is a whole different bag.
Yeah, it was a whole different bag.
This bag's been here. We would have noticed that.
But what was it? Was hers?
Let me go.
Well, look at the picture.
We do have the picture.
Idiots.
Morons. What's wrong with you, you moron? Yours was Diefenbach's. Yours was, here's what it was. You had hickory smoked bacon and cheddar.
And it looked like Pagoda.
Yes.
Not the Pagoda, Ponderosa.
It does. So this is a little bit different. We should have done both of these. Because we should have.
They were sitting right next to each other.
I purposely, if you go back and listen to the show, I mean, don't, but why are you listening to this? I purposely said, well, if you're doing that, I won't do another chip.
Yeah.
Like an idiot.
We're dumb.
We are dumb. You just want to cradle them?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
We're dumb people.
They look different already. I don't think they look the same.
They taste different. Mine were definitely more smoky.
Yes.
And had a little cheese, right?
Yeah, this is more cheesy. And by the way, I get much more bacon flavor in this than in ones you had.
There's more smoke on the other ones.
Yeah, which is weird. Because smoke and bacon normally go together, mm-hmm. especially a chip. But this is more. This really tastes like bacon.
It really does. Is there any crunch better than Diefenbach? I don't know.
No.
I love their crunch.
It's pretty good. Hers kettle cook are pretty good, too.
They are.
That jalapeno honey.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I've opened my third bag of that.
They're still around?
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're really good. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into this stupid nonsense.
All right. Are we just doing jelly beans?
We're just doing jelly beans, bud.
I have to make a
confession?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little embarrassing.
All right.
I'm on my fourth bag of Starburst jelly beans.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a real problem.
Now, it's not as much of a problem. I love my new boss. I'm really quite happy at WEU right now.
Yeah.
Which is not, as you know, something I've ever said out loud before.
You've never said that. can we say that now?
Yeah.
Actually, all the bosses you've had, you didn't like.
I mean, I did some of them at first.
Well, yeah, then.
And it turns out, then, specifically, some of them were fat jackasses.
It turns into herpes almost. You know, like you like it at first, and the end result is a herpes.
Yeah, but luckily, most of them go away.
Yeah.
Unlike herpes.
Yeah.
But the pain and the scars, they remain.
They remain.
I saw an article, and this is why, not only are they doing a good job, but they get it, and they let me do my stuff, and I saw an article on New York Post, and it really reminded me of the stuff guys do when someone loses a fantasy football league. This is not why they did it, but they had a friend, a bunch of guys, and he's a Cincinnati Reds fan. This is down in Kentucky, and they have a friend who apparently has an issue with liquid cheese. And according to them, eats 20 gallons of liquid cheese each and every year.
Which is
And the picture is a very Kraft-looking, mac and cheese-looking picture. And it just has him in his Cincinnati Reds t-shirt, like, with a cup of liquid cheese, eating it. And he looks so annoyed that someone's taking his picture. And that's the picture they used to put on his billboard just outside of the city of Cincinnati in Kentucky. And you can see this up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/MikeKellerRadio. You see the picture. And I posted this, and I had to laugh when the first person to like it was my boss. And here's why. We've recently learned, because of a high school basketball game that was being played in Altoona.
Uh-huh.
My broadcast partner now, Bob McCool.
Yes.
Him and his high school sports broadcasting partner, Rich Garcella, were going out to Altoona for a high school basketball game.
Sure.
And John said, our owner and new boss, said, hey, do you mind stopping at the Mallow Cup factory out there?
Oh, okay.
And buying me some Mallow Cups? And so we decided we'd do a Mallow Cup taste testing on the air. So he bought Mallow Cups, he bought peanut butter smoothie cups, and he bought Clark Bar cups. And we tried them on the air, and they were fine. The Clark Bar cups were actually quite good. The peanut butter smoothie's interesting. I'm not a Mallow Cup guy because it's marshmallow. It's got coconut in it. But apparently my boss loves Mallow Cups. And he and another one of the broadcasters had to go out there for another game later in the season. And he came back. They have secondhand, like factory seconds that come out misshapen.
Sure.
And they sell them in giant boxes for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
He bought three giant boxes.
That's awesome.
So I posted this. And as soon as I saw this, the article, and I read it, and I saw why it was done, I thought of my new boss. And I went, I'm just going to post the article. And I'll decide by tomorrow whether or not I want to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
And I woke up this morning, and the first person who liked it was my boss.
So, yeah, I talk about it.
I had to talk about it. And I tell the story about this guy with his liquid cheese, and I said, I'm just worried. And the best part was Bob McCool laughed just how you laughed. And then Bob went, I'm going to let you do this. He says, you're going right for the jugular. I said, look, I'm just a concerned employee.
Yeah.
I said, I just don't want to. I don't want to be brought to this point where we have to do this for the sake of our new boss.
Sure, sure.
And his Mallow Cup addiction. Because he's such a good sport about it.
I'm sure he loved it.
He did. Well, he didn't hear it, and I told him about it, and then I said, he goes, I knew that's why you posted that article. So he's a real good dude, but I have to show you this picture that he sent us the other day. Well, first of all, that's what the boxes look like, just so you can see how big the boxes are.
Oh, my God.
That's just one of them. That's the peanut butter smoothie box, I think, or it might have been the Clark Bar box. Oh, I'm trying to see if I can find. There's a picture. Oh, here it is. He goes, it's been a bad day. And it's just his work trash can. At the bottom, you can kind of see an old Wawa coffee cup, and it's just covered in Mallow Cup wrappers. And he said it's been a bad day, and it was just perfect that he didn't put any punctuation at the bottom. So I finished his sentence, to be a Mallow Cup.
That's good.
So we had a lot of fun with that, and that article is hilarious. So that sounds to me like something we would do.
Oh, 100%.
To a friend.
Yeah. I funny story, when I broke my jaw in high school playing football, I worked at the mall. Bavarian Pretzel was right down from KB Toys.
Mm-hmm.
So for dinner, I would get four liquid cheese cups. No pretzel because I couldn't chew.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there with my spoon and suck the, because I was wired shut.
Yeah.
So I'd suck the cheese right through, and that's what would be my dinner. Four cups of just pretzel cheese.
There were times when I worked at the bank over at Berkshire Boulevard that I would go to the mall and just get like two Bavarian pretzels for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great. They're great.
And like a large cherry Coke.
So fat.
Can't understand why my thighs constantly rub together.
Actually, being wired shut was perfect. I lost 80 pounds. That was great. I was a skinny bitch.
Sexy. All right, what do you got for us?
So, okay, so I think the first one we should try. So I got these at my second job, Target.
Target.
Brock's Easter Brunch Jelly Beans.
Okay.
So there's blueberry maple pancake.
What are the colors here?
So blue. I assume the blue one is blueberry.
Well, it's on the back.
Oh, it is. Oh, very good. Okay, so yes.
I thought you were looking at that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blueberry maple pancake are the blue ones.
Okay.
Berry smoothie is the pink and red dotted.
Okay, the speckled.
Caramel cold brew, which is the mocha brown looking guy.
Okay, well, show me.
This one, not this, the orange looking one. The orange looking one that's kind of shiny is a mimosa.
Okay.
The brown one is chocolate glazed donut.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the white one, kind of with some brown freckles, is cinnamon roll.
All right. Missy? I'm sorry. Everything happened so fast. So I think we should do them in the order that you'd eat them. So why don't we do a mimosa?
I think the mimosa's first.
Let's do a mimosa.
That's a shiny orange.
And also that's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go right to the cinnamon roll. Okay?
Oh.
All right. Mimosa's the shiny orange.
By the way, mimosa, my favorite drink, so it's champagne.
Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Mimosa or Bloody Mary?
Oh, don't tell champagne this, but Bloody Mary.
Are you saying that just because I'm here?
No.
Would you? Okay. All right.
I love a Bloody Mary. Now, if you say straight champagne or Bloody, if you say straight champagne or Bloody Mary, that is champagne.
I have to tell you, when Julie and I went out for our anniversary last weekend,
mm-hmm.
I was talking about you to the bartender. That went down the wrong tube. They brought us out. We were doing the wine tasting.
Yeah.
It was a sparkling wine. And he was telling us about how this is the closest thing we have to champagne. And I was like, you should see my buddy when he drinks champagne. And then I went on to tell him about the reddening. Yeah. And I wasn't even drinking.
I was
completely sober when that happened. Listen, I was completely sober the whole night. We went out. I had two beers.
That's annoying.
I'm old.
Yeah. You are.
That's all I can handle anymore.
You are, I know.
All right, what do you got for
it? Let's try. What do you think? The mimosa? The
cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Let's do cinnamon roll. That's the yellow freckle guy. Freckle. Yeah. By the way, mimosa was good.
No, I don't like this one.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, because you know why? It's a savory with the cinnamon.
The butter and cinnamon. Yeah. The coffee one?
Yeah.
Cold brew coffee. The brown one? Oh, no, is that the way? Is it the mocha looking one, right?
Mm-hmm. This guy.
Yeah, mocha, yeah.
Obviously, cold brew is a scam. Oh, God, that's awful. It tastes like skunk. It tastes like skunk.
Ooh.
It tastes like skunk.
No, that's not good.
I needed the big beer.
Yeah. Mike's throwing up. It wasn't that bad, I think.
I don't like that at all. Seriously, it's making my eyes.
It didn't taste good, but it wasn't.
That tastes like one of the bamboozled jelly beans.
Chocolate donut. Glazed chocolate donut.
Oh, I need a minute. Seriously, I need a minute.
That's fine.
That hit me wrong.
I still think the most is the best.
100%. This might be number two.
Yeah, that's good.
I think these next two are going to be good.
Yeah, strawberry. What's that? Strawberry.
Berry smoothie.
Berry smoothie. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Blueberry pancake. The maple's going to be interesting here. All right.
I love them.
Yeah, everything was edible outside of the caramel cold brew.
All right. So let's move to we're going to save the bad ones for last. Yeah. So the Nerds ones.
These are Julie's. Julie loves these.
The Nerds, I haven't seen these. They're just jelly beans covered in Nerds.
Right.
I love, by the way, I've never liked a Nerd. Until I've tried those gooey the
clusters.
Oh, they're so good.
That's Julie. I've always bought Julie Nerds, and she's eating the clusters. I've been getting those for years.
The gummy. I've never tried them until that commercial, and they were at Target, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a bag, and I got some. And the kids are like, they're so good, Dad, and I'm like, really? I've never had.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Julie's a huge Nerd fan.
Oh, these are great.
Yeah.
They're fun.
I actually do like these because of the texture.
Yeah.
They got a crunchy outside.
Yeah.
And a delicious inside.
So. The next one's pickle-flavored Clausen jelly beans.
Now, I love pickles.
Me too. I don't know.
But this is not natural.
No.
I'm just going right in. I'm just doing one. Oh, God. They're very dilly. You know what?
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
It's very authentic. I can't say it's bad. It's just not what you want in a jelly bean. It tastes just like a pickle.
You know I'm happy, though? It's not sweet.
No.
It's literally like you're eating a jelly pickle.
It tastes like you're eating a deli dill pickle. It's the sensation's wild.
That's blowing my
mind,
man. Yeah,
because I you know what? I wouldn't eat them, but they're not bad. They're not bad. All right, let's go through some rankings here. While we're with it, let's go backwards here. Let's do the Clausen jelly beans.
Two.
Here's the thing.
Well, no, I'm going to give them a three because it's as advertised. I just don't like it.
I'm going to give them a 4.5.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's
right.
As advertised. It's everything. It's just not for me. It's not. That's not the flavor I want in a dessert.
And
so
it,
I can't.
It lingers, but
like,
it's right.
It's hard for me to bash it when it's exactly what it says it is. So
yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. All right, Nerds jelly beans.
That's a 4.5 for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the crunchy. It reminds me of the clusters.
Yep.
Because it's that crunchy, gooey. Yep. They're so good. I'm not sharing them with the kids.
Yep, I like them a lot, too. I'll give them a 4, 100%. And up next, let's go with the Brock's, your Easter brunch.
Yeah, overall, I mean, I think they're fine. I mean, some of them are awful. Some of them are good. I love the strawberry. I think that's my favorite. Oops.
My negative for this would be the fact that I like to eat jelly beans by the handful.
Yeah,
I just do.
And you can't eat these by the handful.
No, you can't eat these
so
by
I'm
the
gonna
handful.
So I'm going to go. I mean, I give them a 3.5 because I do like the mimosa was good. The blueberry and the berry smoothie were okay. The other ones were just ass, but
I think that is a very reasonable score, and I'm going to go with the 3.5 because there's enough in there that is good and edible that you can absolutely dig.
And see, I'm with you. Like the Nerds ones, I can just
whatever
color it is.
I'm eating Starburst jelly beans by the handful every other minute.
They have, I must say, like working at Target is kind of cool because they have so much cool
candy.
holiday candy. Now. It's so cool what they have. Like, they have a Twix egg. Twix egg.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They have a Snickers egg.
Can I tell you what I miss? The Swedish fish jelly beans.
They have them at Target.
Can you pick me up some?
Of course, yeah.
Now, they were better a bunch of years ago. They started having a weird aftertaste here. But get me a bag.
Yeah, of course.
I'll pay you back.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's get down to your beverage. The Citrus Thief from Double, it's a Double India Pale Ale from Hidden River.
It's weird. I like it. I don't like it because it's just too sour. I'm gonna go 3 for me. It's just okay. I couldn't drink more than this little bit.
Yeah, it's too much. It's a good taster. It's a fun one to try. There's a lot going on. It's just too much. They make quality beers. Like, it's a quality beer. It's just, for me, it's too much. I'm going to go 3.
Yeah.
It's a good beer. Hidden River makes nothing but good beers.
No, I mean, it's just too sour for me, which is weird because I love
the tartness, and it's not what I want in a double.
It's not drinkable.
It's not what I want in a double IPA. Yeah. Up next, we've got my chips, the Diefenbach Old Fashioned Kettle Potato Chips.
3.5 for me. I think they're good. I like these better than mine.
You know, I didn't want to say that. I do.
I do. I mean, I like smoke. To me, though, but these are more bacon.
Yeah.
I get more bacon than smoke. I like these better. Yeah. 3.5 for me.
I'm going to give these a 3.5 as well. I think they're just a very, very solid chip. And then finally, the Renders, which is actually Pagoda City Brewing, Hazy Pale Ale.
That's a 4. Yep. Solid 4 for me. It's a great drinking beer. I really, in my old age, and this sounds funny, but like I want to drink, and I want to stick with it.
Yeah.
To me, like,
and I don't want to get messed up.
No. Well, I do, but I want to stick with it and get messed up on that all night.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, this would be fun for me, like, in between the fireball shots.
See, yeah. For me, I do one thing, and it's hard for me to get drunk if I'm drinking one thing for a long extended period of time, which is a weird sentence.
Yeah.
It's a very solid beer. And every time I go there, I'm going to try some other stuff, obviously, because I love to try new beers. But I'm telling you, this is going to be my go-to at Pagoda City Brewing. It is de-freaking-licious. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. Because you know what? I don't think you can give it more than a 4 or even less than a 4 because it's just a solid – it's what it is. It's not trying to be more than what it is, like we said.
But see,
that's not a bad thing.
No, less for me. Yep. Is like, that's like that new one from Trogues, too. It's not
graffiti
fancy.
Highway.
Graffiti. It's not fancy. It's not trying to be anything that it's not. But it's just a solid – it's a solid brew.
Amen, brother. Amen. Chicago.
Chicago Monday.
Monday Night Raw, you going?
I land at 12. I'm going. I land at 12. I get to my hotel room. I check in. I'm going to
have work Monday.
Don't work Monday. Some Portillo's before I go to the Rosemont Arena. I'm going to see the GOAT.
And what are you eyeing?
Front row tickets.
On StubHub.
On StubHub.
All right. Well, I want to know the experience.
I think I'm going to have to do it. They're a little more than I want to spend. My wife is all on board, and I'm not going to Mania. I don't have to pay for 4 people. I've never sat front row ever, and it's the price is too good to be true.
Here's what I'll tell you. I was fortunate enough to get, and my price was really good, tickets front row Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Next to the Phillies dugout.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I'm facing the field. To the left of me, as close as you are, is the Phillies dugout.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You'll never forget
that. The Phillies lost that game, and I don't care.
And by the way, we're 2 weeks from WrestleMania. CM Punk in Chicago.
Yeah. And he's going to be in Philly.
And he's going to be – it just – impossible. Roman's going to be there. Cody's going to be there.
Who are you calling the GOAT?
CM Punk.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Make sure it wasn't The Rock.
No.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, hey, Rock is going to be –
Rock is a good bad
guy. He's going to be in town.
It's going to be – That's a whole different. I can't wait for like 5 years from now where we find out the real story of everything that went down.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to come out. When Cody writes his book.
Yeah. Somebody's going to do a tell all and it's all going to come out. And I have never been more certain that they have changed direction.
I think they have now, too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you've come around.
I've come around because to me, he was not ready to be a heel.
No. And especially when you look at now, he keeps putting out new products. And you don't do that when you're going to be
a heel.
By the
way, I got all the Papa Tui stuff because it's a Target exclusive.
Exactly.
I got it all.
I'm glad you come around because I think that
also, I mean,
I'm 100% sure.
But now I enjoy it because he's truly embracing the heel.
But that
it's so much better.
You've got to give him credit because they turned with the crowd. They did what they had to do, and it's going to be successful. My whole thing was I don't even think they're going to do this until Punk got hurt.
Yes.
And I think it was a panic move, and I think it came from The Rock. It's like, we're going to do this now.
Yeah.
Came from above. Triple H was going to go with it.
Yeah.
And then the crowd changed their mind.
I think Cody was going to go with
it. Yeah. I don't think happily.
No, but he was going to. I mean, he's a company guy.
Yeah, and he's a good worker.
And I think now what's best for him is that Punk did get hurt, and I think you're going to see Cody win.
You got to give it to him. I think you got to give it to
that
him.
That place
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to go nuts.
It's going to be amazing. I'm super looking forward to watching on TV because turns out, I mean, on demand because I've been fairly busy that weekend, unbeknownst to me. All right. Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy it. Hope to see you at a Ready Royals game, and I'll talk to you Monday on the radio. Have a great trip.
Let's go.